Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you outside Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. It's good to be back together with you on this midweek, early morning, and just wanted to share some thoughts with you this morning that come from Paul's letter to the Romans. We're starting a sermon series this Sunday on Romans, and we'll be looking at the first 17 verses of chapter 1. But one of the themes that we'll encounter this summer as we're looking at the book of Romans is hope. And as I was thinking about hope, I was thinking about that ant who shouldn't be able to move a rubber tree plant, but that ant has high hopes. And I don't know where the ant based his hopes, but for most of us, hopefully we're basing it on the good news of God's love for each and every one of us. Paul writes to the Romans in chapter 5, "And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us." So even amidst, or maybe especially amidst our sufferings, we are offered hope. Hope from the one who gave his life for you and for me. Hope and the assurance that this is not all that there is. As Paul writes to the church in Rome, he's writing to a population that may not know the good news of the resurrection or may not understand the power of the resurrection. And it's my hope. See what I did there? It's my hope that you would know the good news of the resurrection and becoming familiar with the power of the resurrection. Because through Christ, through faith in Jesus Christ, even the most difficult, through the most difficult of circumstances, there is a reason for hope. Paul knew that and experienced more suffering than most of us fortunately will in our lifetime. And even he talked about the hope that we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. On this Wednesday morning, whether you're getting ready to go to work or you're getting ready to go out to breakfast or to head to school, whatever may lay before you today and this week, it's my prayer that you have hope, that you know that you are not enduring or this life alone, but that God through Christ has come to each and every one of us. And may that hope carry you through today and maybe carry you through until we see each other Sunday. How about that? It'd be great to see you Sunday morning as we begin this journey through Romans together. It's been great spending a little part of this day with you, and I look forward to seeing you real soon.